hear arguments in number 18, Roe against Wade. Mrs. Weddington, you may proceed whenever you're ready.
Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court. The instant case is a direct appeal from a decision of the United States District Court for the Northern District of Texas. The court declared the Texas abortion law to be unconstitutional for two reasons. First, that the law was impermissibly vague, and second, that it violated a woman's right to determine to continue or terminate a pregnancy. Although the court granted declaratory relief, the court denied appellant's request for injunctive relief. The Texas law in question permits abortions to be performed only in instances where it is for the purpose of saving the life of the woman. The case originated with the filing of two separate complaints, the first being filed on behalf of Jane Roe, an unmarried pregnant girl, and the second being filed on behalf of Jane and Mary Doe, a married couple. Jane Roe, the pregnant woman, had gone to several Dallas physicians seeking an abortion, but had been refused care because of the Texas law. She filed suit on behalf of herself and all those women who have in the past, at that present time, or in the future, would seek termination of a pregnancy. In her affidavit, she did state some of the reasons that she desired an abortion at the time she sought one, but contrary to the contentions of appellee, she continued to desire the abortion, and it was not only at the time she sought the abortion that her desire was to terminate the pregnancy.
When this case was in the district court, the case of Gooch against the United States had not been decided here.
That's correct.
Now, do you think that has disposed of some of the questions raised now?
Your Honor, I do not. In the Vuitch decision, this court was working with a statute which provided that an abortion could be performed for reasons of health or life. Our Texas statute provides an abortion only where it is for the purpose of saving the life of the woman. Since the Vuitch decision was rendered, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, which is our highest court of criminal jurisdiction, has held that the Texas law is not vague, citing the Vuitch decision, but saying that the Texas law is more definite than the D.C. law. So obviously the Court of Criminal Appeals doesn't feel that the two are the same. And in the Vuitch decision, the justices of this court emphasized continuously that a doctor, as a matter of routine, works with the problem of what is best for the health of his patients. We submit that a doctor is not used to being restricted to acting only when it's for the purpose of saving the life of the woman, and that health is a continuum which runs into life, and a doctor in our state does not know whether he can perform an abortion